Among other things, being in the world and not of it means rising above excessive desire. Human desires are endless, and the gratification of desire seldom satisfies. They usually leave in their wake an unrest that is difficult to resolve. But desire is what makes the modern world work. The all-powerful media in our country focuses their vast energy upon generating desire and creating controversy, which usually results in more duality. So the secret to making desire work in your life is to respond to desires that will assist you in creating a more honest and freer life. Zen offers a parable. Imagine catching six creatures, a snake, a crocodile, a bird, a dog, a fox, and a monkey. Creatures of very different nature. And now, imagine that you tie them all together with a rope and release them. Each will try to return to its lair by its own method. The snake will seek out the covering of the grass. The crocodile will seek water. The bird will fly. The dog will try to find a village. The fox will search for a burrow. The monkey will return to the trees. But being tied together, with each trying to go its own way, there will be a struggle, so the strongest will drag along the rest. Like the six creatures, man is pulled in different directions, but is controlled by his dominant desire at any given time. Desires generate actions. We tend to move in the directions of our thoughts. So observe your thoughts. Study your desires to make sure you're moving in a direction in keeping with your goals. The law of attraction says the same thing. Where your attention goes, your energy flows. You attract what you are and that which you concentrate upon. If you're negative, you draw in and experience negativity. If you're loving, you draw in and experience love. You can attract to you only those qualities you possess. So, if you want peace and harmony in your life, you must become peaceful and harmonious.